Well, now we want to turn to 88-year-old Nick Avjes. For the last year, he's been going every day to sit with Marion, his wife of 60-plus years, in the Marist Hill Nursing and Rehab Center in Waltham, Massachusetts. Then came COVID-19, visitors were banned. His adult children saw this taking a toll on Nick. Son Chris Avjes had an idea. It was what?
To get my dad into a bucket truck and bring him up to the third floor to see my mom.
I can't believe you did this. Nick Avjes, your dad, is at another sibling's home, his daughter Suzanne's home in Massachusetts. Chris, you're there in Connecticut. Hi, Nick.
Hold on one second. I'm so sorry.
Can I call your bad gal?
He got a phone call.
I'll call you back in a while. Okay.
He's a popular guy. Nick, what did you say when Chris and your other children proposed a bucket truck?
Oh, I was really excited to just get up on the way to go close to my wife. I had no reservations. I said, bring on the bucket.
Well, Chris, it wasn't as difficult as you might think it would be, but it wasn't easy either. You went on Facebook, you put out an appeal, and it looks like you got some kind of a tree work truck.
Yeah, I put a post up on Tuesday morning, and within an hour, old friend of mine from high school contacted me and said I could get this done for you.
Ryan Donnellan at his tree service.
He actually played baseball for my dad growing up in Watertown. My dad was a coach for many years. And Wednesday afternoon, there we were. It was just a community effort to really help my dad out.
And the home itself, the facility, was okay with it, which was an important thing. But Suzanne, what did you feel you had to do to make this safe for your 88-year-old father to go three stories up?
Well, really, it was trying to get him in the bucket. Like, looking at the bucket, I thought it originally that there was like a door that you could just step into. But no, it's like literally a bucket. So it was, we put a harness on him and kind of had to lift him up and bend him in ways that I don't think he knew that he could bend to get him to the bucket.
You had a face mask on, Nick. You had the harness, you had gloves. But were you at all afraid?
Not at all. Not at all. I just, it was an opportunity to get close to my wife.
Yeah.
It was a moving moment. I held this homemade sign that I had, I love you, sweetheart. Oh. And we touched fingertips on the screen.
Oh. That moment of them touching the fingertips was really emotional because my mom was lower in the window because she's in a wheelchair, and you could just see this frail hand coming up to the screen and having my dad, you know, touch her was really special, really special.
Yeah, she will consider my safety of not falling.
Yeah.
Well, I could see your wife, Marion, as you come up, you rise up into the window, say, you're giving me a heart attack. Yeah. You know, three stories up.
It's very difficult to stay away. And you do the best that you can to communicate, whether it's being lifted in a bucket, just being on the phone. I talk to her maybe a couple of times a day. And it, like I said, it's very difficult not being able to go in there and give her a hug and a kiss, which I'll do the next time I see her. You know?
Yeah. Nick, we hope for you that, you know, that this is over quickly and that you're by Marion's side. And one last question. Was this on your bucket list?
Oh, it should be on my bucket list and stay there. You know, number one on my bucket list is to get up and see her again. You know?
Well, it's, you know, quite inspirational.
Oh, I tell everyone the four-letter word, L-O-V-E. That's how what kept us together all these years and hopefully many more.
Yeah. Nick Avjes, thank you so much. All the best to you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having us and being able to put this story somewhere that may influence other people and when times are tough, but there's ways you can get around it, I guess.
And you have to see these pictures, hereandnow.org.